Good morning. Our reading today comes from Mark chapter 5, verses 21 to 43. A dead girl and a sick woman. When Jesus had again crossed over by boat to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him while he was by the lake. Then one of the synagogue rulers, named Jairus, came there. Seeing Jesus, he fell at his feet and pleaded earnestly with him, "My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and live." So Jesus went with him. A large crowd followed and pressed around him. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and spent all she had, yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, "If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed." Immediately her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" "You see the people crowding against you," his disciples answered, "and yet you can ask, 'Who touched me?'" Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, trembling with fear, and told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." While Jesus was still speaking, some men came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue ruler. "Your daughter is dead," they said. "Why bother the teacher anymore?" Ignoring what they said, Jesus told the synagogue ruler, "Don't be afraid, just believe." He did not let anyone follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the home of the synagogue ruler, Jesus saw a commotion with people crying and wailing loudly. He went in and said to them, "Why all this commotion and wailing? The child is not dead, but asleep." They laughed at him. After he put them all out, he took the child's father and mother and the disciples who were with him and went in where the child was. He took her by the hand and said to her, "Talitha kum," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, get up." Immediately, the girl stood up and walked around. She was 12 years old. At this, they were completely astonished. He gave strict orders not to let anyone know about this, and told them to give her something to eat. May God bless the reading of his word. Amen.
Thank you, Dennis. Well, Jesus was on a bit of a roll, because previously he had calmed the seas or calmed the waters, and he'd also, with Lazarus, he'd taken the demons out of Lazarus, and they'd gone into the pig. So he was really on a roll. So there was a big crowd beginning to follow him. They thought, some were his disciples who thought, yes, he is the man, the Messiah. Some were a bit skeptical and just waiting to see what was happening and see what happens. And some didn't want Jesus at all, but they were following him out of curiosity. And he had, I suppose in cricket terms, some cricket matches, when you've got to get a lot of runs in a very short time, you've got to hit sixes, and Jesus had hit the storm for six, and he'd hit the demons for six. So there he was with this big crowd, and this Jewish leader from the synagogue came up to him and fell at his feet. Well, that's not done, really. The leader of the synagogue shouldn't be falling Jesus' feet. I mean, it had rumblings in the synagogue. You know, he shouldn't be doing this. But he said to Jesus, "My daughter, my only daughter, my 12-year-old daughter, she's very ill. And I know if you come, you will be able to heal her. You will be able to lay your hands upon her." And he said, yes, he said, "I'll come." Jairus said, "I've spent a lot of money on doctors and they've been no use at all." So Jesus said, "Yes, I'll come," and the crowd started to follow. As he was walking along, there was a woman in the crowd. She'd been ill for 12 years, and she wasn't getting any better. She had spent all her money on doctors as well, and she wasn't getting any better. And she thought, well, perhaps, you know, if I can just touch Jesus' cloak, I'll be healed. So she started to push her way through the crowd. Well, the crowd sort of let her through because they thought she was unclean and they didn't want her touching them. So she got through, and she got through to the front of the crowd, and she stretched out her hand. She touched Jesus' cloak, and immediately she was healed. And she thought, well, I'll just sneak away. No one will notice me, and I'll just sneak away. But Jesus said, someone's just touched my cloak. And the disciples thought, yes, someone's just touched your cloak. Oh, sorry, I've forgotten something. We need a 12-year-old. Have we got a 12-year-old girl? Anybody volunteer?
As near as possible.
Oh, as near as possible, yes. Would someone like... No, you just have to lay down.
Come on, that would be wonderful. Would you come?
Yes, good. Well, we'll move it out there so people can see, yeah. Yeah. Duvet.
Not a very soft one.
So all you've got to do is lay down on the bed and try and look very ill. Can you? Right. No.
Yeah. And would you like your cuddly toy?
Toy. Right. I'd forgotten that bit of the story. We also need a grieving mother. Is that all right? Would you like to? I'll move these flags. Medicine as well, in case you need it. Oops, I pulled the mic off. And I think perhaps you ought to set an alarm, so you have, right. So there it is, there's the grieving mother and... But this lady had come and touched Jesus' cloak. And he said, someone's touched my cloak. And the disciple said, of course someone's touched your cloak. There's people all around you, pushing and shoving. Of course someone's touched your cloak. Have you never been to something like a football match? There's people crowding around you. I've been to up to London. In the 60s and 70s, you couldn't sit down on seats. You were just crushed by people just around you. And when it got a bit exciting, so it couldn't have been a Spurs match, people pushed forward and you were crushed. And I went to a rock concert at Wembley. It was the first open-air rock concert there. And you were crushed by people, so... They're saying to Jesus, of course you've been crushed. You know, people have touched you because they're all around you. But people said, it was that woman over there. She touched you. Nothing to do with us. We wouldn't have touched you, Jesus. Nothing to do with it. It was her. And of course the woman had to come back and confess that she'd touched Jesus. She thought, oh, I'm in big trouble here, you know. But Jesus said to her, your faith has made you well. And, you know, when we touch What do we do with our hands? We reach out and touch people, don't we? We shake hands with them, we hold them, we give them things. We want to comfort people, and that's what Jesus wanted to do. He wanted to be a comfort to this lady, and he will be a comfort to us if we just reach out. Like we in the drama which we did, you know, you just reach out to different people. So he said, your faith has made you well. If we stretch out our hand to Jesus, he will clasp us and keep a firm hold of us. So we need to reach out to Jesus and know that he is our Lord and Saviour. But someone came running from Jairus' house. Oh, I wonder who that is. It's a servant coming running from Jesus' house. And he's saying to Jesus, he says to, from Jairus' house, and he says to Jairus, I'm afraid it's too late. Your daughter has died. And there's a lot of weeping and wailing. Can we have weeping and wailing? There's a lot of weeping and wailing, and they're very sad. Right. So the child is covered. Oh, the mother's very sad, yes. It's a terrible thing which has happened. So anyway, Jesus says to Jairus, do not be afraid, but believe. And he tells the crowd to go away, you know, just to stay where you are. I don't want you following us. I know the alarm hasn't gone off yet. Yeah. So we know for certain that Jairus' daughter is dead. And Jesus tells Jairus, as I said, do not be afraid, just believe. Now, Jesus had hit the storm for six. He had taken the demons out of Legion, and he had healed this lady, but surely he couldn't do anything about death. So Jesus went to the house. He took Peter, James and John with him, along with Jairus, and they got to the house, and they could hear more weeping and wailing. Can we have some more? Oh dear. Some more weeping and wailing. So Jesus went into the house, and there was more people in there doing this weeping and wailing. Oh dear. And Jesus said, your child is not dead, she's asleep. And the crowd in the house, they laughed. Can you do sarcastic laughing? They laughed at Jesus and they said, oh, what an idiot he is. You know, of course she's dead. We saw her die. We were there. So Jesus said, can all this lot get out? I don't mean for you to leave now. But can you get out of the house? So he went to the child and he took the child by the hand. And he said, get up. And she did. Yeah, that's it. There was lots of cheering and dancing, and everybody was so happy. And one of the great things he said, get her something to eat. I like that bit. So there was great rejoicing. So Jesus had knocked death to six as well. He had power over death even. As we know, because, I mean, Jesus, he died and he rose again. I think Joseph of Arimathea got it right when he gave his tomb for Jesus to be buried there. Some people said, well, why did you do that? It's a lovely tomb, cost you lots of money. It's Hans Hoon's tomb, and you gave it to a stranger. He said, well, it's like this. He only needed it for the weekend. So, you know, when Jesus died, his father held out his hand to his son and raised him up. And so Jesus has power over death. Jesus can turn death into from death into sleep. When we die, physically die on this earth, when we go to heaven, Jesus is there to raise us up. He holds out his hand and he says, get up. And that'll be the best waking up you've ever had. Not the 7 o'clock Monday morning type wake up. No. You will be with Jesus. You will be meeting with him. So if we just reach out to Jesus, if we know Jesus as our Lord and Saviour, he will come to us and reach out to us.
Thank you.